Stores Management, Chapter Number 21, Warehouse of the Future. How the warehouse of the future will look like, that we will discuss in detail now. The warehousing industry has experienced rapid changes in the past, and the warehousing industry is set to become more and more advanced in the near future. This is very, very definite. Advancements in the technologies like automation, AI, that is artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, and robotics are revolutionizing the way the goods are managed, stored, and shipped. Today's smart warehouses incorporate automation techniques and digital solutions to meet customer demands and streamline supply chain operations. Consequently, these technologically driven warehouse solutions help businesses gain a competitive edge in this ever-evolving marketplace. Now we will see some factors which will be affecting the future warehouses. Warehousing in the future will be affected by many factors, such as, firstly, land will be at premium. Everywhere, the prices of land are increasing, skyrocketing. Then, there are likely to be labor shortages in key areas. Today also, we are seeing that we are not getting the labor in time, good labor. And in future, definitely there are likely to be labor shortages in key areas, skilled labor as well as unskilled labor. Then, potential growth in automation, that is going to happen. Then, consumer is going to be more and more aware, and he will demand for new products, and this phenomena will continue to increase. Consumer awareness and demand for new products will continue to increase. Then, sustainability. Sustainability will play a significant role in supply chain operations. Fuel and energy costs will continue to rise. Technology will continue to improve, evolve, and become more affordable. Then, an increasing pressure on companies to collaborate and share resources. Many warehouses and transport modes are underutilized. Hence, pressure from green lobby and also to reduce costs will encourage companies to collaborate. The characteristics of the future supply chain will be as follows. The future model will be based on multi-partner information sharing amongst key shareholders. Who are the key shareholders or key stakeholders? First is consumers, who are the originators of the demand. Then signal suppliers, manufacturers, logistics service providers, retailers. So the future model will be based on multi-partner information sharing amongst these people. Then, once produced, products will be shipped to collaborative warehouses. We have seen what is collaborative warehouse, in which multiple manufacturers will store their products. Collaborative transport from the collaborative warehouse will deliver to city hubs and to regional consolidation centers. This will happen. Warehouse locations on the edge of cities will be reshaped to function as hubs, where cross-docking, we have discussed what is cross-docking. Cross-docking will take place for final distribution. Then, final distribution to stores, pickup points, and homes in urban and non-urban areas will take place via consolidated deliveries using efficient assets. Look at this diagram. Manufacturer A, B, C, D will deliver to collaborative warehouse. Then they will deliver to city hubs. Then they will deliver to urban stores. Manufacturer E, F, G, H will deliver to collaborative warehouse, which will deliver to regional consolidation center, which will deliver to non-urban stores. So this will happen in future. Understanding warehousing and future of warehousing. What will happen in future? Warehousing refers to storage of large quantities of goods for sale and distribution. Finished goods. Quantities of finished goods for sale and distribution. It is an essential component of the supply chain and an integral part of the getting goods to customers in a timely manner. It offers customers quality assurance, both by preventing product damage and ensuring timely delivery. So in the future, warehousing will become increasingly automated and digitized, resulting in improved process efficiency. Automated storage and retrieval systems, ASRS, automated storage and retrieval systems, as well as advanced warehouse management system, WMS, will help to ensure accuracy and free up staff to focus on higher value tasks. Then, warehouse robots will become commonplace. Then, businesses will increasingly use data-driven insights to respond faster to customer demands while optimizing facility utilization. Adaptive layout technology will enable warehouses of any size to optimize layout and increase operational efficiency. By embracing all of these technologies, warehouse operations can be more productive, secure, and profitable. This will all happen in future. So, what are the current trends and what are the innovations? Enumerated below are a few examples of automation technologies. Firstly, as I mentioned already, ASRS, automated storage and retrieval systems. They will utilize computer-controlled machines that store and retrieve products from storage areas. ASRS reduces the time, costs, and energy expenditures associated with manual storage and retrieval methods. Then, automated robots. Robots are programmed to move in a warehouse environment utilizing programmed instructions. This greatly increases the speed and accuracy of sorting, palletizing, and packing operations. Then, automated picking and packing. Automated picking and packing systems can quickly identify, pick, pack, and label products for shipping in a warehouse environment. This reduces human labor costs and increases efficiency and effectiveness. big data and predictive analytics. It can do a lot to improve the efficiency of warehouses. Predictive analytics can be applied to inventory tracking, to predict demand patterns, and help make better decisions about what to order, when to order. This technology can also be used to track and predict future workforce needs, which can help managers make better staffing decisions. Additionally, predictive analytics can help reduce energy costs through efficient energy use, as well as identify any inefficiencies in warehouse operations. Then, solutions for sustainability, which we have seen in the last chapter. Sustainable initiative in warehousing involve using renewable energy sources such as solar and wind power, reducing the impact of their operations on the environment, and investing in energy efficiency measures such as insulation and LED lighting. All these initiatives lead to cost savings and contribute to a positive environmental impact, making them an attractive option for many businesses. Then WMS, a warehouse management system, is a software solution used to efficiently manage the storage, movement, and tracking of products and orders within a warehouse. WMS helps to automate and streamline all related functions of the warehouse, including receiving, inventory control, storage, distribution, and order fulfillment. The main benefits of using a WMS include improved inventory accuracy, cost savings, faster order fulfillment, increased productivity, better asset utilization, enhanced customer service, all this. Some views about the warehouse of the future. One, mobile phones and computers have had the impact on communications. Everybody will agree with this. The other phenomenon has been the internet. As such, there won't be a requirement for stocked warehouses. Maybe warehouse is not required even for temporary storage. There won't be a requirement for stocked warehouses, as companies will manage their supply chain so well that cross-docking, that means taking the material from trucks and assigning it to the customers in their trucks. Cross-docking or transshipment will be the norm, and therefore warehouses will become transit sheds, that is temporary storage, parcel and pallet hubs. Maybe this will happen because of the mobile phones and computers. Then, with the growth of e-retailing, there will be more fulfillment and return centers, which we have discussed already, fulfillment center. Then, with the increase in fuel cost, production will become more localized, and so warehouses will become an extension of the production plant once again. This should lead to a more just-in-time method of order fulfillment. Can happen. Then, current trend seems to be towards greater centralization of warehousing, with retailers building bigger sheds, with some automation replacing smaller regional centers. Automation will play a big part in the warehouse of the future. It is likely that we will have many types of robots crisscrossing with the floor, collecting and depositing pallets, cartons and totes to wherever they are needed, with very few humans in sight. Conveyors will become very, very important, will be abound, and robots will move both horizontally and vertically, making full use of the cubicle space, which we have discussed. Radio frequency sensors will be placed strategically throughout the house to guide the various automated equipment and to ensure that there aren't any breaks in transmission. Then humans will still be involved mainly as IT, that is information technology and equipment service engineers. Skilled pickers will still have a place on the warehouse floor. Staff will be required for various value-added tasks such as repacking. So people will be required. In future, people also will be required. Everything will need to be uniform. Pallets will need to be of the same size. Cartons will need to be standardized. Definitely, in 5S we have seen all this. Goods will be moved in plastic, returnable totes, recyclable totes. The building itself will be built with sustainability in mind. The warehouse roofs will have solar panels. The yards will be full of wind turbines. The equipment will be regenerative, and all operations will benefit from energy efficient lighting and heating. As for location, port-centric logistics will increase together with use of rail transportation. As a vehicle arrives on site, its RFID tag will be read and vehicle will be guided to the relevant loading bay. Currently, people are able to pick individual items faster and more cost effective than a fully automated system. In future, there will be a lot of innovative improvement in this also. Then, artificial intelligence and machine learning. Artificial intelligence, that is AI, is a type of advanced technology that can drive advances in warehouse operations. Machine learning uses algorithms to learn from experience and make valuable warehouse decisions. For example, it can use sensor data to recommend shorter walking routes, better inventory processes, and faster methods for replenishing inventory. AI and machine learning can improve overall warehouse logistics, make work environments easier and safer for employees, and inject more visibility into the supply chain, artificial intelligence and machine learning. Then, the Internet of Things. What is Internet of Things? The Internet of Things, IoT, is already creating more product warehouses. IoT refers to connected devices using technology like Bluetooth and mobile devices, RFID tags, wearables, and more. IoT fosters better communication and accountability across the supply chain. It can improve forecasting, it can reduce errors, and improve the experience for both employees and customers. Automation with robotics. A few examples of how warehouses will continue to automate using robotics. First is cobots, that is collaborative robots. These are robots that perform repetitive and manual tasks so that they can take some of the workload of humans. Then next, ASRS, automated storage and retrieval systems. ASRS robots move inventory between different storage locations inside the warehouse. They work best when integrated with a WMS, that is warehouse management system. Then, autonomous mobile robots, AMR, autonomous mobile robots, AMRs. AMRs navigate with the use of pre-programmed sensors. They don't require any predefined route instructions. Then automated guided vehicles, AGVs, automated guided vehicles, AGVs. AGVs are designed to transport inventory and supplies within the warehouse. Unlike AMRs, they use software or sensors and require preset routes. On-demand warehousing. On-demand warehousing is fairly a new concept. It allows distribution centers and warehouses to use on-demand space and services in a pay-per-use model. Businesses don't need to sign long-term contracts. Embracing this model means lower setup costs and fewer risks tied to expansion or peak season demand. Businesses have the freedom to choose which and the volume of services they will need. Then mobile devices, 3D printing, smart warehousing, digital twins, drones. Mobile devices such as tablets, smartphones offer logistics partners and warehouse workers a wide range of resources and tools such as RFID, barcode scanning. They also give workers the ability to track items in real time and generate custom reports in seconds. The use of mobile workstations in warehouses is sure to become commonplace in the warehouse of the future. This is first. Secondly, many manufacturers have begun stockpiling raw materials which could sit on a warehouse shelves for years until they are needed. With 3D printing, those storage costs can be reduced or eliminated. Another use of this technology in warehouses is for spare parts. For example, if a piece of machinery breaks or requires maintenance, the business can 3D print the parts immediately instead of waiting for them to arrive from an exterior source. That means a required spare parts can be made available by 3D printing. Then smart warehousing. Many of the primary warehouse functions like sorting, storing, picking, packing, shipping, etc. will be streamlined and connected with smart warehouse. Workers and robots will be able to identify the correct items quickly using advanced systems like pick-to-light, voice-enabled headsets and smart glasses. This will allow warehouses to reduce operational costs and improve overall results. Digital twins are virtual replicas of systems or physical objects. They aren't being used much today, but they have enormous potential in the future. For warehouses, digital twins can be used to test new robotics and automation equipment before purchase, installation, or launch, so it doesn't impact operations. The technology can also be used to test different approaches to existing supply chain and warehouse processes. Then drones will likely play a significant role in the warehouse of the future. Drones inside a warehouse can record and relay RFID tag data en masse. These lightweight drones can also fly through a warehouse to inspect shelves and determine if there are any safety or maintenance issues that need addressing. Then, advanced analytics. Accurate and real-time data is vital to building strong and sustainable businesses. Advanced analytics such as predictive analytics can improve forecasting and allow business owners to make informed decisions. Some of the specific uses for advanced analytics are smarter inventory planning, accurate demand forecasting, better supply chain risk reduction, faster optimization of storage, picking and more. Advanced analytics can also provide warehouses with more user-friendly data, such as meaningful and visually appealing data that makes it easier to understand complex concepts. The future of warehousing appears very exciting. With a range of innovative solutions ready to be implemented, the increased use of data and AI technology is likely to drive tremendous efficiency within warehouses, and robotics could play an increasingly important role in more complex operations. Consumer pressure to deliver goods faster and more cost effectively will continue to be a major driver of technology, pushing warehousing practices to the next level. As warehousing continues to evolve, companies should take the opportunity to adopt new solutions that will help them remain competitive in today's fast-paced digital market. Thank you, and friends, this is the concluding chapter of our book, that is Stores Management, where you have learned what is a store, what is stores organization, and what is a warehouse, what are the warehouse costs, what are the performance analytics of the warehouse, and what all things about the future warehouse also. You have seen everything. Now, I want you to go through the book again. I want you to go through all the PPTs again and be the master of this subject, store management. Thank you very much.